Hey, don't go anywhere, because coming up after the garbage, we've got a brand new Murder Monday for 2019. Let's get into the garbage.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Bohemian Rhapsody won two of the biggest awards during the 2019 Golden Globes, scoring Best Drama, Best Picture, and Best Actor in a Drama. It was interesting to me that no one seemed to want to answer any questions, by the way, about the director of the film, Bryan Singer, who has been accused of sexually assaulting tons of young gay boys in Hollywood. I'm just going to throw that out there.
See, I know you talked about that. I saw the movie, like, not knowing anything about what you're talking about.
I refused to see it because I wasn't going to support
it. I thought the movie was incredible. I loved Bohemian Rhapsody, the movie. I thought it was great.
Probably is, but I won't see it because of that director.
I've heard of nothing that you're talking about.
Well, last night, the Entertainment Tonight or Entertainment Weekly and stuff, they started to kind of slowly but surely be like, why is nobody talking about this? I'm like, because you weren't talking about it. Because you haven't been talking about it since the movie came out, which frustrates me to no end. I could talk about this forever. So much of this crap. And we're going to get into R. Kelly in a second, too. But anyway, the movie Green Book, which is a look at the friendship between a white bouncer and a black jazz musician, upset the movie Vice, the Dick Cheney movie starring Christian Bale, to score a Best Comedy Award. A Star is Born only converted one of its five nominations into a win. That was pretty surprising. I thought they'd
do better than that, yeah.
They picked up Best Song Statue for Lady Gaga's power ballad, Shallow, and Taylor Swift surprised everyone by showing up to present it.
And the Golden Globe goes to Shallow, A Star is Born. As a woman in music, it is really hard to be taken seriously as a musician and as a songwriter. And these three incredible men, Andrew Wyatt, Anthony Rosamondo, Mark Ronson, standing with me, they lifted me up. They supported me. Thank you also to Ben Rice for working on this song with us. We love you. Thank you. And Bradley, I love you.
The Wife, starring Glenn Close, also took victory over Lady Gaga for Best Actress in a Drama category. Also, I've been dying to talk about this. All of this R. Kelly stuff, which I told you like a year ago, did I not? I said he is running a sex cult in Atlanta. Joe, you didn't believe me. Now finally everybody's talking about it. Mm. Well, Chance the Rapper, during all this R. Kelly stuff, because of Lifetime special Surviving R. Kelly, which I'm sure if you have not seen it yet, you can find on cable and like, or you're on demand and DVR it so you can get caught up. That was all like the last couple days of this weekend. And Chance the Rapper went on Twitter because he needed to apologize for working with R. Kelly and kind of talked about how their collaboration that they've done together was a mistake. But he like made a lot of people upset because when he was talking about working with R. Kelly, he said that like he admitted he didn't initially value the stories of the victims because they were black women or something.
Okay.
And so he had to like kind of give a statement regarding that and explain what he was trying to say.
I don't know if that's because from Chicago or because he made great music or because he's a black man. The thing is, like, we're programmed to really be hypersensitive to black male oppression. It's just prevalent.
Alex, it's so hard because, like...
Nah, usually I don't do this.
But he did.
Yeah, he did. 100% he did. And this docuseries is illuminating to the massive problem. It knows no race. It knows no gender. This affects so many different people. Boys, girls, white people, black people, Hispanic people. It does not matter. There are predators out there, especially in Hollywood and in the entertainment industry, that prey on these people because they have so much money. They can pay people off. I mean, we heard from survivors in this docuseries that literally, okay, the girl that he had, I will say, defiled in the infamous tape.
Okay, yeah, the wee-wee.
Her aunt was on this docuseries talking about how it was her niece that he had done this to. And how after this tape came out, her family still hung out with him and talked to him.
What?
And her dad or her uncle, or they have other family members, have been credited with like playing guitar on a bunch of his songs, like in his albums and all this different stuff. Because R. Kelly pays these people like, look, like, you know, you don't get upset about this. You don't care that I did this to your daughter, to your niece, to whatever, and I'll, you know, I'll give you credits for giving guitar on my song. I'll do these different things for you. I'll pay you $100,000.
You know what's going to make you mad?
He's been doing
this. You know what's going to make you mad? I saw that after this thing came out, and I have not watched it. I want to watch it. I really do.
It's so good.
His sales for music has went up.
Well, of course.
Isn't that insane?
Right. Well, you're driving a lot of conversation around an artist, so now
but not a
are
positive
like,
conversation.
Oh. Well, yeah, it's not positive. Don't stream it because it helps him. The reason he can pay off these people and keep hurting people and getting new victims is because of the money he is making from you streaming him. Stop streaming him. Stop it, Joe.
Sorry.
And Jada Pinkett Smith also kind of talked about the R. Kelly situation.
I'm having a really difficult time understanding why, but I think it's important that I understand why, and I really don't want to believe that it's because black girls don't matter enough, or is that the reason? So let me know.
Drake is under fire for a newly surfaced 2010 concert video where he brings a 17-year-old girl on stage in Denver, dances with her, then finds out she's 17 and says, I can't go to jail yet, man. 17, how do you look like that? You thick. Look at all this. He went on to say that he likes the way her breasts feel against his chest, by the way, in this video, and his supporters have pointed out that in Colorado, the age of consent is 17, but I do not care.
If I found
do not
out,
care.
If I found out, like if I was Drake and I honestly didn't know, I thought maybe she's like a 25-year-old woman, quit talking. Like, thank you. Have a good day. Bye.
This entire conversation is weird, not to mention the fact that I talked about only a couple months ago how Millie Bobby Brown, who's what, 14?
Mm-hmm,
the Stranger Things star or whatever. She talks about how her and Drake text all the time. A grown man doesn't text a child. Grown men aren't friends with children. It's a red flag. Drake, I guarantee you we're going to start hearing more sketchy things out about him. I'm sure Kanye is waiting with bated breath for that to come out.
Nah, usually I don't do this, but...
Yeah, they all do. And then real quick to wrap up the garbage over the weekend, Kris Jenner shared a video of her daughter Kendall Jenner on Instagram talking about how last night on Keeping Up with the Kardashians, Kendall was going to be sharing her most raw story ever, that we should be prepared to be moved.
Bum, bum, bum.
You know what Kendall ended up sharing? Her life-changing story and reveal?
What?
That she has acne and she's going to be the new face of Proactive Acne Solution. I just can't with this family. I'm so glad Kendall's brave enough to share her story with us.
What a brave girl.
Coming up in less than an hour, this huge star may never sing again.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
All right, 7-year-old Daniel Van Dam vanished from her bed in the middle of the night. Did her parents secretly have something to do with it? This story has more twists and turns than a Chubby Checker song.
Come on, baby!
Okay, maybe that's not appropriate. That is coming up next on a brand new Murder Monday here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.